Colonel Gaddafi has been pressing the advantage his forces have gained against rebels. There are reports today of Gaddafi's forces retaking the rebel-held town of Zuwara in the far west, close to the border with Tunisia. While in the east, although their advance has been stalled at Misrata and at the oil town of Brega, there have been airstrikes today on Ajdabiya, the last big population centre before the main rebel city of Benghazi. A short while ago, I spoke to a resident in Benghazi whose son has been missing since Saturday evening after he joined the rebels to confront Colonel Gaddafi's forces. We're not naming either of them for their personal safety.
They were going up the hill, and as soon as they came up the hill, they were in front of the army straight away. My son and all his friends, they had light army, you know. And the guys there, they had all those automatic machine and, you know, heavy artillery. So they started fighting, but they found that it's no way that they're going to win this battle. So all his friends decided to kind of jump on the car and return. And they asked Mohammed and two of his friends, guys, you know, there is no way we can do nothing here. And Mohammed said, hey, guys, you know, we came here, you know, to fight for our freedom, and I'm not going to go back. So he and his friend carry on going, advancing toward the army. Basically, I've been 2 days now checking, you know, all hospital. I mean, I just came from Ajdabiya. My medical team that I was working with in Brega, they've checked the hospital there. We've checked Benghazi hospital. There is nothing, you know, we could not find the body of my son and his friend, you know. So probably what happened when they shot them, they picked them up, whether they are dead or alive, injured, seriously injured or not. All we know that they are not in where they've been struck, and they are not in any hospital.
So your fear must be that your son has been killed then?
Absolutely, yes, absolutely. God only knows what they do to the prisoner of war or the injured. They have their own law. They have the unhuman law. But as I said, as far as I'm concerned, my son is dead, unless something else happened. I don't know.
If indeed he has been killed,
yes.
Is such a loss of life really worth it?
Do you know a revolutionary, American revolutionary called Patrick Henry? Patrick Henry said, give me my death or give me my freedom. And that's what my son believed in. And I believe in that too. I will carry on with what my son started. And why, you probably say, why would you do that? I mean, you could ask the people who did the French Revolution. You could ask the people who did the American Revolution. Why would you do that? Why would you risk your life? Because when you die, the freedom will not die. You will be an example for others that have sacrificed their life. So maybe I die, but at least I will make a whole country happy. That's sacrificing for your country, for your people, you know, for what you believe. And what we want? We want to live normal, decent life that everybody enjoy, you know, have an ice cream and enjoy eating it, peace and quiet, not having somebody to dictate us what to do. Enough is enough. 42 years, my God. 4 or 5 months ago, I will not be able to talk to you like that. Now, I don't give a monkey, as they say. The hell with it. You know, every time he kill one person, there is 10 people come after that. And my son, he's a scout. He's a student who finished his high school, first year medicine school. His friend are nurses. This is a small example of those people that he's talking about, that their trousers is down, that they are drug addict and that they are alcoholic and that they are Al-Qaeda, but they are normal young people fighting for what is right.